This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Well, Coach, another first half deficit, another strong start to the second half. It seems like he just ran out of gas there in the end with only six players playing for just about the entire game.
Yeah, Will, what can you say? We just got to be more efficient. Early on, I thought we missed these opportunities, and we turned the ball over a little bit too much early, and that's what caused the deficit. So if we were more efficient, then we wouldn't have been in the situation that we were in. But they're battling. They're working hard. They're playing with only six guys. So, you know, we got the news right before the game that the starting point guard wouldn't be able to play. So, you know, I got to commend the guys on the effort that they gave and the spirit and the execution that they fight with guys out of position, not used, accustomed to playing certain positions and playing as many minutes and things of that nature. So they did a good job today.
You mentioned in the pregame, after the official interview, that Arruda might be seeing extended time on the bench. Can you elaborate on how come?
Injury. Yeah, injury. Their doctors looked at him, and maybe that was their prognosis. I don't know. But now he hurt his knee the last game, I think. And it had been bothering him somewhat, and so he just couldn't go.
Another injury blow for this team, already shorthanded with just nine guys dressed, and that puts stress on everybody else, but, you know, did what they could. And looking at some of the minutes here, A.J. Cheeseman played 33, Montrezl Oliver played over 30 minutes, and they stuck with him for most of the second half, cut it about 8 or 9 points off that halftime deficit before ultimately the deeper bench of ECU just set in. I mean, that's what it looked like from here.
Yes, absolutely. Their bench took over. We just could not continue to sustain the effort we had to sustain in order to make the run early. And then, like I said, we got to be stingy about converting. We got to convert opportunities. When we had opportunities, we cut it to 15 and had multiple opportunities. We missed layups, missed a couple free throws in there. So you got to convert those opportunities when you're on a run, because you don't want to stymie your own run. And we did that a little bit by not converting in the most opportune times.
We got 11 days until our next game at Duquesne, longest layoff that we'll see all season. Aside from the health, what's the big thing that you guys plan to work on?
I think we need to get better defensively and rebounding. I thought they took advantage of us on the boards. And one of my pet peeves is rebounding, especially on the foul line, and we're just not doing a good job competing, because they give you an advantage on the foul line when they're shooting. So that's a concern of mine, and that's something we've been working on, but we'll continue to work at that. We'll work on the fundamentals, and we'll work on shooting the basketball and things of that nature as well.
Thank you, Coach. We'll see you in Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Will.
He's Cliff Reed, head coach of Hawk basketball, Eastern Shore, a little shorthanded. Got the word there. Brian Arruda was playing with a banged-up knee, and that's why he got into the first minute and ultimately would not see the floor for the rest of the game.